Okay, now we're on chapter 2 of Junie B's first grader toothless wonder. And if you remember in chapter 1, she had a wiggly tooth and she was the only one in her class to have a front wiggly tooth, which Mr. Scary said was special. Though May didn't think so, did she? And Junie B got a nice little shiny star as her prize. So let's see what happens now. Chapter 2, Uncle Lou. The speaker came at 10 o'clock. Her name was Mrs. Chris. Miss Chris told us all about recycling. Also, she showed us a movie. It was called Dan Dan the Soda Can. It was very thrilling, I tell you, because Dan Dan the Soda Can lived in a soda machine at a gas station. Then, one day, a lady bought him to drink. Only too bad for Dan Dan, because after the lady drank his soda, she threw him right out her car window. And Dan Dan got his can all dented. But hooray, hooray, a cop saw the lady littering and he gave her a big fat ticket. Then a can man took Dan Dan to a recycling center and the man got cash money. Plus, Dan Dan got fixed up good as new and bingo, he turned into Dan Dan the orange juice can. It was a miracle, I tell you. Room 1 clapped and clapped at that happy ending. Then, Miss Chris passed around stickers of Dan Dan the soda can for us to stick to our shirts, and the sticker said, "Recycling makes sense." Ha! Get it? Sense like sense. And that's a good one, I think. After that, all of us went to lunch and recess, and we were still in happy moods. On the playground, Jose and Lenny and Shirley asked to see my loose tooth. Then, pretty soon, the other children wanted to see it too. And so, finally, I stood them all in a row, and I let them look real close. After they looked, I walked down the row, and I showed them how far I could bend it. Herb clapped and clapped. Jose and Lenny whistled. Woo-hoo! Sheldon tried to pick me up. That is not normal, I don't think. Yeah, you're going to look cool when it comes out, Junie B, said Herb. See, said Jose. You're going to look really cool, like a hockey player, I bet. Yeah, said Lenny. Hockey players almost never have any teeth. Neither do kickboxers, said Shirley. Maybe you'll look like a kickboxer, Junie B. Just then, Sheldon did a sigh. I just hope you don't look like my toothless Uncle Lou. My toothless Uncle Lou never brushed or flossed, and then all his teeth fell out. I made a sick face. Sheldon shrugged. Well, it's not like he is totally toothless. He still has one bottom tooth left. It's kind of yellow, but it still can bite an apple. After that, Sheldon walked away, and I watched him go. Then I sat down in the grass, and I tried and tried not to think of toothless Uncle Lou. After school, me and Herb rode the bus home together. We sit with each other every single day, except not on Saturdays or Sundays or weekends. Me and Herb talked about lots of stuff on the bus. Only today, I did not feel like talking hardly, because I was still upset about looking like Uncle You-Know-Who. I slumped way down in my seat, very glum. What if I look like a weirdo? I said. Huh, Herb? What if I look like toothless Uncle Lou? Herb patted me. Don't worry. You won't, probably. I kept on worrying. Yeah, only today is Friday, Herb, I said. And so by Monday, my tooth will already be out, I bet. And so what if I come to school looking like toothless Uncle Lou and then all the children in room 1 start making fun of me and form a circle around me and they laugh and skip and throw fruit? Then all of a sudden I did a gasp because an even worse problem popped in my head. I grabbed Herb's shirt. Oh no, Herb. Oh no, I said. What if I don't even look like myself on Monday? Not even a teeny bit, I mean. And then I get on this bus and you don't even recognize me. And so you pass right by my seat. And then I have to sit by myself all alone and toothless. Herb looked down at his shirt. He said to please take my hands off of him. He smoothed himself. Maybe you should look on the bright side, Junie B. Even if all that bad stuff happens, which it won't, probably, you'll still end up with a bunch of money from the Tooth Fairy, right? And that's good, isn't it? As soon as he said that, chill bumps came on my skin, and my stomach got flutterflies in it. I quick looked out the window so Herb couldn't see my face. Because guess what? The Tooth Fairy is a whole other can of worms. And that's the end of that chapter. Chapter 3 is titled, Ow!